Before the meeting started, the Lord had begun talking to me and dealing, and I just saw a vision of Christ in our midst saying, "If any man thirst, let him come to me and drink." Have you ever been thirsty? Want something to drink? You know, the Lord just wants to pour out some water of the Spirit on our midst tonight. You know, I believe Jesus said, He said, "If you're thirsty," He said, "let him come. Let him come to me and drink." I believe tonight that sometimes we hold back from coming to the Lord when we're thirsty. When we have needs in our life and there are situations that we are facing and dealing with, that sometimes we tend to hold back and we come to services and the Lord gives opportunity, and it's not that we don't want to do right, but there's something that holds back. You know, the Lord tonight, if you're not saved, the Lord is wanting you to come and drink of Him tonight. If you're tired of the sin that's in your life, I want you to know that God loves you tonight. And I also want you to know that God's people love you this evening. If you're not living like you should be living, and you know you're not tonight, God loves you this evening. And if there's that longing to be satisfied, if there's that thirsting in your spirit tonight, the Lord wants to quench your thirst. He wants to give you something that will satisfy, that you can go away tonight a changed person, never to walk the way that you've been living again. Over in John in the 4th chapter, it's a very familiar story. Phil Burden has shared it again this evening. Over in John in the 4th chapter, again reading with the 5th verse. He said, "Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there, and Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the 6th hour. And there cometh the one of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus said unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. And the woman of Samaria said unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. And Jesus answered and said, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman said unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou living water? Then the 13th verse, Jesus said, Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall thirst. Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up in everlasting life. And the woman said, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Oh, dear ones, we have a picture here of Jesus telling this Samaritan woman, He said, give me to drink. And she said, you don't have anything to get the water with. In Jesus' answer, He told her, He said, woman, He said, if you knew who I was, you'd be asking me for something to drink. Dear ones, tonight, the Lord has something that He wants to give to us. And if you are thirsty tonight, if you are not happy and satisfied in your spirit tonight, the Lord wants to give you something. But it's going to be up to us to say, Lord, give me of this water. This woman, she began to get a little vision. She didn't understand. She said, if you drink of this water, Jesus told her, you drink of earthly water, you're going to get thirsty again. Folks, earthly wells dry up. I don't know what everybody's given their life to tonight, but if you give your life to the things of this world, it's going to dry up on you. Folks, earthly wells do not satisfy the longing that is in our spirits. When God created us, He created us with a spirit. Over in Job it says, but there is a spirit in man. Each and every one of us has a spirit tonight. And if that spirit is not full of Jesus Christ, we are going to be unsatisfied with life. And we can turn to the earthly wells. Jesus said, you drink of it, it's going to dry up. You're going to thirst again. It's not going to satisfy. This is the reason, this is the pull that the devil has. Why do people give themselves to sin like they do? Folks, it's because there's a longing inside of all of us. There's nothing abnormal. That doesn't make us just in and of itself a bad creature. God created us with a soul. He created us with a spirit. And when we don't know God, we're going to be searching for something to bring some satisfaction in life. And I believe tonight that there are probably some here that maybe you know about the Lord, but you've been turning to the world to satisfy. You've been looking to the things of the flesh to bring satisfaction in your life. I want to ask a question you don't have to answer. Is it working? You say, well, I don't want to serve the Lord. It's too straight. Okay? That's our choice tonight. The Lord isn't going to force us to serve Him, but are we getting real satisfaction out of earthly wells? Still get thirsty, don't you? Still have a longing. Is there a longing in your heart tonight for something more than what you have? Do you know Jesus came to satisfy that thirst? There's a scripture over in Psalms 42 and 7. It says, deep calleth unto deep. I may not understand all the meaning and what He meant when He said that, but what I got out of that was that we have a spirit and we have a soul. And we're searching for something to fill that depth of longing that is within us. And we can turn to the world, we can turn to the works of the flesh, and folks, it does bring some fun sometimes. It does satisfy the flesh momentarily, but the fact of the matter is it doesn't last very long. It doesn't satisfy the longing, and you go to bed at night and you're still not satisfied. And so you're thinking, what more can I do? And you look and you go further and further into sin. You go further and further away from God. You go further and further away from the place where you know the blessings of God are. And you're just trying to maybe even convince yourself that you're satisfied. But I would tonight that we each one saved and unsaved alike tonight examine our life. Are we satisfied tonight? If there is a longing in your bosom, folks, Jesus came to satisfy it. He told the woman, if you drink of the water that I would give you, He said, you'll never thirst again. Folks, there is something about being filled with Christ. I don't need earthly wells tonight. I don't need to look to the world. It doesn't taste very good because I've tasted the best. Have you ever tasted something that was inferior? I told my wife one time, and she thought it was a little humorous. I said, I like good baked beans. In other words, there are some baked beans that aren't very good. And she was kind of wondering, all right, are mine good? What do I do to make good baked beans? Folks, when you've tasted something good, you don't want to settle for something less than that. My wife's a good cook. But you don't want to settle for an inferior product when you've had the best. I've never had a Cadillac. I've driven one before, and I'll tell you, it's more than just a name. It's more than just a name on the door. They drive different than the cars I've had. They feel different, and I like them. Do you know, I imagine once you've had one, it's pretty difficult to go back to the Hondas and the things. Little difficult to go back to something that doesn't ride as smoothly because you've ridden in the best. Do you know that when we have tasted of Jesus Christ, there are people that have turned away from it. But you're trying to fool yourself. You know, it's not. I don't have to convince you. You know what it's like. If you're not serving God tonight and you one time had an experience of power with God, you know better than I do that it's just not satisfying. Because one time you knew what it meant to have the peace of God. You knew what it meant to come to service like tonight and sing the songs of Zion and the Spirit of the Lord witness to your heart. Oh, so tonight if you're thirsty and there's a longing in your spirit, the Lord came to satisfy that thirsting that's in you. The devil tries to make us think that the world will bring completeness. But it was God that put a spirit within us, and it is only God filling that spirit that is going to make us a complete person. And my heart goes out tonight to people that are looking out in the world. Folks, I have compassion on them. We can sit up on our high horse, so to speak, and look down our spiritual noses and look at how deep in sin they are. Oh, there's a reason for it. They're looking for something to fill the longing in their spirit. Folks, we have the answer tonight. Why is it that so many are holding back from it? Why is it we're not willing to come and commit ourselves fully to God? Because when He fills us, when He gives us living water, we're not going to thirst again. We don't have to go out to the inferior products and we're not even going to want them anymore. The devil still tempts. But when I look at what Jesus has given to me tonight, take the world and all it had to offer. I found, what's it say in the song? I found a refuge. I found a place in Jesus tonight that the world can't give it to me. Folks, the world can't give us peace tonight. It can give us some momentary fun, but you go to bed and it's gone then. You're going to need more the next morning. And you look for something a little bit harder, a little bit more intense, and pretty soon it just goes and goes and goes. You know what sin does to people? It makes you old quick. You want to stay young, you look at someone that served God from a young age and someone that's given their life to the world and been seeking to be quenched, their thirst to be quenched in earthly wells, you can tell a difference. You can tell a difference. Folks, we're not going to be satisfied ever with what the world has to offer. And tonight, especially to the young people, if you've been looking to the world, I understand that temptation. The people of God, we understand it. All of us look there to some extent or another. But the fact of the matter is, it's never going to bring you that real fullness in life. You think, well, I think there's so much uncleanness around about. Think, well, fornication, so much adultery. Do you know why that's so? People are looking for something to satisfy that longing that's in their spirit. It's only going to be found in the Lord. It's so much around about us. It's on every hand. It's because it's not satisfying. That ought to tell us something tonight. It doesn't satisfy. And I'll say, I want to say to those that are married tonight, the devil comes along and think, if I could have that one over there, or if I could be married to this one, life would just be so much better. It's not. It's not. What you need is to drink of Jesus Christ, and that's what brings satisfaction to marriage, folks. What brings satisfaction and happiness in marriage is Jesus Christ in the center of it. What brings happiness in life is not the entertainment that the world has to offer that so many are filling their minds and hearts with. It's Jesus Christ, and that's what enables us to come together and enjoy the service of God. It's hard, I'll tell you, the service of God, you come to service, and if you're not hungry for it, you'll go away without much. But if you will realize that this is where the answer is, and Jesus came to satisfy that longing, folks, you can begin to enjoy the things of God because it satisfies and it quenches. And I'm going to go home tonight, and you know what I'm going to have in my spirit? I'm going to have peace. I may still have trouble just like you do, but we can go home tonight with an assurance, with the peace of God, because Jesus Christ has quenched that longing that's in my spirit. Won't take the time to read it, but remember when it said over in Hebrews in the 11th chapter that Moses would rather endure affliction or hardships rather than enjoy the pleasure of sin for a season. Do you realize that there is a time in sin again, that maybe there's some temporary pleasure, but folks, when the moment is over, it's gone, and Moses realized that. And he realized, I would rather just cast my lot with God and with His people, because the end result is going to bring me happiness, it's going to bring satisfaction, and I want us to go a step further. You may say, Brother Michael, you're talking about heaven. We have life to live, so give us a little room to have some fun. Well, I have found that the water, that which I have tasted of Jesus Christ, has made this life for me pleasurable. I don't have to wait till I die and go to heaven. I'm looking forward to it. What a wonderful day it will be, folks. It's going to be wonderful when we get there. But there's satisfaction in life right now. And I ask us again, if there's a longing in your spirit, and I don't want just those that are saved tonight and have a profession say, well, this message is for the unsaved. Folks, there have been times when after I was saved, that Lord, I need some more of your living water. There, I'm beginning to feel some longings, and I know in my head, and I know in my spirit, that going out to the world's not going to satisfy it. So Lord, give me to drink. Folks, there's nothing wrong for saints coming to the altar tonight saying, I have some longings. Lord, I'm thirsty. I need more than what I've had in the past. Lord, will you give me something to drink? Because I know the answer's not out in the world. Folks, the answer is not out in sectism. The answer is not going out to a church where they preach, where there's compromise and holiness is not being taught. It's not the answer tonight. The answer is in coming to Jesus Christ and having a divine work, having drinking of that living water. Oh, don't you want some tonight? It's something that satisfies us. And once you've had it, I don't want anything else. Give me something that'll satisfy holiness. I don't want tainted water. Do you realize that's what the devil's offering so much today? In the cloak of religion, it's tainted water. It's dirty, it's not pure. Folks, that doesn't bring satisfaction. And if your heart has begun to go that direction tonight, I ask you again in honesty, are you satisfied? Or is there still, just when you're honest and look deep inside yourself, is there kind of still a yearning for the things of God? You know, Jesus came to satisfy that thirst. If any man's thirsty, come and let him drink. Earthly wells will dry up. We're all familiar with the story, but it is, and it's preached so often. But it's because it's such a beautiful story and illustrates the point so well. Remember the young man that had been drinking of living water, and he decided to go get some water out of earthly wells? Remember who I'm talking about? The prodigal son. He'd been there where there was life, where there was peace, where at Father's house. He didn't have to worry where he's going to sleep at night. Didn't have to worry where the food was going to come from. But he got his eyes on earthly wells, and it looked fun. Folks, the world looks fun sometimes. But we need to look beyond and see the heartache that it brings. Folks, sin brings heartache. Oh, young people tonight, and older people as well, sin is not worth it. It's not going to satisfy that longing in our spirit. Remember, the prodigal son went out and he had a good time for a little bit. But where did his friends go when he'd spent all his money? They were gone. They split. They weren't there anymore. Earthly wells dry up. You think you're going to leave Father's house and have a good time for a while. It may last for a little bit of time. Your well is going to dry up. Your well is going to dry up. Just like it did with this young man. And he went out dabbling in earthly wells. He did not find that it filled the void. At the end of the road, he ended up in the pig pen of sin. Drinking of earthly wells, folks, brings death. If you think that the world is going to satisfy tonight, the end result is going to be eternal death. I don't like to think about hell, but folks, do you realize hell is a reality tonight? But do you realize Jesus came to give us something so much better? We don't have to go that way. The earthly wells didn't satisfy the prodigal son. And I think about how it said he came to himself. I would tonight that we wake up if we're not drinking of living water and that we come to ourselves tonight and realize the answer is not going to be with this earthly water that the devil's just trying to pour out all over us. The Lord has some water tonight that we can drink of that will satisfy us. It's pure living water. And you'll say, Lord, give me to drink. I want to be satisfied. We have the solution tonight if you're thirsty. Before we go on, there's a song the Lord put on my heart before he came to service, and I left a copy over there for anybody who would maybe lead it for us. The Only Real Peace. And as we sing that song, I would that we consider what the world has to offer. And consider on the other side of that Jesus saying, if you'll just drink of the water that I will give you, you'll never thirst again. The Only Real Peace. Sometimes I've wondered if dreams are worth dreaming at all. Then my disappointments can't keep me blinded and blue. Not when I'm reminded sweet peace. Third verse. I searched the world over to fulfill my soul. And I came back from searching to find I was nowhere at all. But Lord, when I found you, I knew that my searching was through. Thank God. For the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. Thirsty tonight. The only real peace that we're going to find in life is in Jesus Christ. The only real peace, the song said, I searched and I searched the world over to fulfill my dreams. Came back, said, sometimes I've wanted, well, let's see here. And came back from searching to find I was nowhere at all. But Lord, when I found you, I knew that my searching was through. You know, that's what happened with the prodigal son. He came to himself and he thought back to Father's house. Thought, if I can just go back, that's where the answer is. Tonight, the answer to a thirsty soul is going to be found in coming back home to Father's house. If you're not saved tonight and you're thirsty, and there's that vague discontent in your spirit, And I say it's time we just lay aside kind of what we've been professing and examine if we're satisfied. It's time to lay aside tonight the professions and think, am I really satisfied where I'm at tonight? Jesus came that we could drink of Him and never thirst again. And not only then, when the prodigal son came home, his father was not there to be judgmental. Sometimes I think the devil makes us think, well, you've come home about 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 times now. You know the Lord's arms are still open to us. You know it doesn't matter how many times we say, Lord, I kept looking at the earthly wells, but I realize I keep coming back because I still know this is the answer. Don't allow the devil to make you think you can't come back home tonight. You're coming back to Jesus. You're coming back to the answer to life's problems. Well, what about those that are saved tonight? You remember the prodigal son had a brother? And his brother, I know he kind of gets a bad rap sometimes. He was pouting. But do you realize that the older brother that was out there, he was thinking, here, my younger brother's been out drinking of earthly wells, and now everybody's just real happy with him, and he's getting a fatted calf, and look at all the joy and all the peace that he has. And here, I've been faithful all along. Do you know that that man was thirsty? That brother was thirsty. And his father went out and he said, son, son, what's the matter with you? Well, Father, here, they've been out drinking of earthly wells, and you've just given them, you've satisfied every longing he's had. Do you remember what the father said to the brother? He said, son, he said, all that I have is thine. Tonight, if you're saved, but there's still some thirsting, and there's a longing, and you're just not satisfied where you are tonight with God, the Lord is saying to you tonight, if any man thirsts, just let him come to me and drink. Let everyone come. Everything that God has, the grace and the peace and the victory, it's all ours tonight. And there's no reason for us to hold back any longer. There's no need for any of us tonight to go home wishing that we could drink of Jesus Christ. Tonight we can all come over in John 7:37, Jesus said, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. We are not calling anybody tonight to come to a movement, a person, a minister, a body. We are calling for us to come to Jesus Christ tonight. That's where the answer is going to be found. And if you're not satisfied tonight, if you're thirsting, I want to encourage you, don't hold back any longer. But come and drink of Jesus Christ. There is a place of renewal in Jesus. He said here in the 14th verse, whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Folks, there are times along the way we do have some troubles in life. And we need to come and be renewed in the fountain of Jesus Christ. We need to come and be renewed in our spirit. There's nothing that despiritualizes tonight when we have needs to come and say, Lord, I'm thirsty. Lord, I need a taste of You. I need some more of You, Jesus. I need some more of Your grace. I've gotten a little bit lax in my experience. I haven't had the joy. Folks, how's your joy tonight? If we were to measure this on a scale, how's your grace been through the week? How's your joy been? How have you been living? Are you satisfied tonight? Wherever you are, the invitation of Jesus was, just come to Me. Come to Me and drink. In closing, over in Revelation 22, verse 17, the Scripture says, let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Folks, if you're thirsty tonight, the only real peace that's going to be found, because we have a soul, the only completeness is going to be found in Jesus Christ. So if you're thirsty tonight, if there's a longing in your spirit, wherever you are, the message that the Spirit of the Lord has sent to us tonight is Jesus. And I would that you'd each one see Him coming by your way tonight and leaning down and said, if you're thirsty, come to Me and drink. And folks, the Lord will not send you away thirsty tonight. I can stand in faith on that because it's what the Bible teaches and it is a reality. If you will come to the Lord tonight, you will not go away thirsty, but He'll quench that longing in your spirit. Amen.